A senior can safely fend off an attacker with just a cane or umbrella, says a retired police officer set to launch a new self-defense course for seniors in Port Coquitlam. Tim Short, 69, who has a black belt in Shokoten Karate, says he wants to empower seniors to feel confident when they walk city streets or take public transit. I was getting tired of watching the media, especially TV, reporting all of assaults that were happening, not necessarily seniors but against anyone, that were happening in downtown Vancouver, said Short. That started me thinking about creating a program. What can seniors do as a way of dealing with what was happening? He hopes his senior self-defense course will teach seniors how to protect themselves from harm using a cane or an umbrella. Although Short acknowledges the Tri-Cities doesn't have the same sorts of random attacks that have occurred in Vancouver, he says seniors he's spoken to are sometimes afraid to go out. By giving them a few tools, he hopes they will be more confident when they head outdoors. His two-hour course next month features a presentation about the legalities around self-defense followed up by a demonstration of cane and umbrella techniques. Short was previously a baton and tactical troop instructor as a young police officer on Vancouver Island. He said he's modified his techniques for seniors, stressing proper footing for balance. Once you poke somebody in the face or wherever, they aren't going to want to duke it out with you, he said. His course is a private offering. However, it comes as the city of Port Coquitlam surveyed seniors about what modes of transportation they might use if they have to give up their driver's license. The survey of 694 seniors aged 55 to 85 found that 1 in 7 didn't feel safe on SkyTrain, SkyTrain stations, buses or bus stops. The results of the survey, to be discussed at the Tuesday, April 4, Council and Committee meeting, will be used to support education programs for seniors wishing to transition from their car. Coquitlam RCMP say random attacks are not common occurrences in the Tri-Cities and there hasn't been a call for self-defense courses for seniors. However, spokesperson Corporal Alex Hodgins said police wouldn't discourage someone from taking a self-defense course. If they want to improve their own abilities, we would promote that, said Corporal Hodgins. However, she noted the RCMP has a booklet of safety tips for seniors, that includes safety on the streets, as well as in the home. Called Senior's Guidebook for Security and Safety, the book is available at the main detachment and community police offices as well as online. However, Short believes that a self-defense course for seniors could be another tool to help seniors feel more confident. You don't want to promote fear, he acknowledged, however, I'd rather get it, the training, out there to people who want it. The course runs April 24 from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, small room, second floor, and costs $30 per person. To register, email tmshort1@gmail.com.